Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Simcha ben Achagitel, the bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav. We are continuing our series on the topic of Talmudic methodology based on the Hamidos l'cheker ha'alacha of Hagon Rabbi Moshe Avigdor Amiel, zichrono l'vracha. And we are now on Os Yud in Midahei, Shtei Sibos, Misnagdos, Zu Lezu, two contradictory Sibos. B'melechas Ochol Nefesh An Yantif, we have the same Chakir we've been discussing until now in the previous Shiurim. Do we say that when it is permitted to do Ochol Nefesh, to do Melacha related to preparing food on Yantif, do we say that there are two Sibos, HaMisnagdos, Zu Lezu? There are two contradictory factors. Number one, there's the Sibas Ha'iser of the Malacha, and then there's the Sibas Ha'heter of the Ochel Nefesh. And the Ochel Nefesh is Dochen Mevato, the Sibas Ha'iser of the Malacha. Just like we have Pikuach Nefesh is Dochen Shabbos, so Avada, there's still Shabbos. And Pikuach Nefesh is Dochen the Iser. And here we can say that not only is Pikuach Nefesh Dochen the Iser of Shabbos and Yantif, but Ochel Nefesh is Docha the Isser of Yantif. V'gam ahevdel hazeh shesham b'Shabbos hu b'b'chinas dochui, v'kam b'yantif hu b'b'chinas heter. On Shabbos, Pikuach Nefesh is Dochas, it's pushed away. Yantiv is a heter. Kamol semachlok it's tuma dechuya b'tzibur or tuma hutcher b'tzibur. Avagam rina tuma hutcher b'tzibur nizbatel rakam esubav min hatuma. Val etzim sibas hatuma lo nizbatel. In other words, when you say that tuma hutcher b'tzibur, tuma dechuya b'tzibur means like b'diavad, it's pushed away, but it's not ideal. Tuma hutcher b'tzibur means no. Tzibin lechatchil is completely mutter. It doesn't mean that there's no longer a sibas hatuma. There is a sibas hatuma. Just for a tzibur, for a carbon tzibur, it's mutter. But you still have the siba. And let's say the same thing about yantif. Maybe ochel nefesh is dochia. There's still the sibas ha'isir of yantif. And ochel nefesh overrides that. It's mutter to do ochel nefesh on yantif. Because the siba of ochel nefesh overrides the of isir yantif. Oh, or maybe you could say otherwise. No, shikan nefesh zoh b'pchinat hayader asiba. Klomar di eshevdel b'yontov l'shabbos b'sibat ha'isur gufa. Di b'shabbat ha'isuru b'melachat stam, aval b'yontov kol ha'isur rak b'melachat avoda. U'melachat ochel nefesh lo nikra melachat avoda. Or do we say that no, ezimus in yontov in Shabbos, on Shabbos you're not allowed to do melacha. When one does malacha for Pikuach Nefesh, Seder, it's Docha Shabbos, but there's still an Isser malacha. And Yantiv, when it comes to Ochel Nefesh, it's not even Usser in the first place. It's not two Sibas HaMisnagdos Zu Lezu. There's no Isser of Ochel Nefesh and Yantiv, because what's Usser? Meleches Avoda. And Meleches Ochel Nefesh is not called Meleches Avoda. Different category. And therefore it's not Usser. And this apparently is a machlokes tein beis Shammai and beis Hillel. Do we say legabe yomtiv mitoch shehutru letzaruch hutru shalo letzaruch? If the tzaruch ochel nefesh is sibat smois, it's an independent sibah laheter. How can you say mitoch? You can't say that mitoch that pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. So even without pikuach nefesh, it'll be doicha Shabbos. Because Pikuach Nefesh is an independent Siba to be Docha Shabbos. So you can't say Mitoch that you're Docha Shabbos Pikuach Nefesh. You can also be Docha Shabbos Shalom Makom Pikuach Nefesh. That doesn't work. Or can we say the Mashal, Mitoch shehutcher tuma b'tzibur, Tumah is also going to be mutter b'yachid. Can't do that. Zeu kamoshe neima b'higayon mitoch sheyotze mesuba v'ayidei siba yotze v'amesuba v'gambali siba. Is it logical to say that if A causes B, then B is going to be true even without A? Can't be. You need the siba. Siba is the tzibur. And if there's no tzibur, there's no tumah hutra. Shekamuvan dezeu neged amuskalos harishonos. Ken nishdain. And that's the adas beis shammai that you don't say mitoch. There's no mitoch that melechas ochel nefesh is mutter letzorech. It's mutter shelo letzorech. Because the siba is that it's melechas ochel nefesh. That's the siba seheter. If you don't have that siba, it's not going to be mutter. But Beis Hillel hold like the second side, that tzorech ochel nefesh, there's no siba leiser b'yamtiv at all. It's not called melechas avoda. And therefore, even if it's shalol tzorech, it's going to be mutter. Because the etzem alach of ochel nefesh is lav melechas avoda. Now, even though pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, and it's also docha the yisur of macholas asuros, they don't have the same gather. And this we learn from the Rosh in Maseches Yoma, who writes, Shalu is a raivit, chol shesh bo sakana. They asked the raivit, Yevacholu is in danger, dangerously ill. If he doesn't eat meat, and he has in front of him a nevela, and an animal, a live animal that you can shecht. What is he going to do on Shabbos? Eat the nevela or shecht the animal? Some say eat the nevela. Better be over on the lav of nevela than other people be over on the lav of skila. Shechting is skila, nevela is a lav. Rav Meir Heshiv b'tshuval zeh, says the Rosh. Vehevi dimyon me'ochel nefesh b'yamtif. Deshochtim b'yamtif. Rav Meir says, no. Let's look at this example of ochel nefesh on yantif. You're shechting on yantif. Dika esei velosisei b'isr malacha. Ve'ochel nevela ein b'zeh alolav. If there's an essay in a los essay of Isser Malacha, and a person eats an avela that has a lav, which is much less, or even better, tell a goy to just kill a chicken. It's only an Issa d'Rabbanan, ain't shechita lof min haTorah. Then why do we tell somebody, no, you can shecht on yantif? Ela de kemoshe atorei tira lanu lochol nefesh b'yamtif kemo b'chol. Ochol nefesh is mutter on yantif, just like on the weekday. So yishtels tzu v'hachinami kevan sheatorah itira pikuach nefesh havei kol melacha shu ose b'shach ole sheyesh bo sakana kilu osa'a b'chol. Since the Torah was matir pikuach nefesh, any malacha that he does on Shabbos for a chole is like he did it on the weekday. V'heichadik et shrei yisurei machilin oso hakal. And when you have two yisurim, you do the lighter iser, the lesser iser. And therefore, shchuta hamachal atzmo mutter. Shchuta is better. You know why? Because the food itself is mutter. Aval hanevela hamaychal atzmo aser. But in nevela, the food itself is aser. So therefore, go with the shchuta. Go with the shchuta because shchuta machal atzma mutter. Nevela, the food itself, is aser. Ubevadai, says Rav Amiel, ein kavanat harosh lashvot legamrei et pikuach nefesh et ochei shabbat laochel nefesh shemutar biyom tov. It's not 100% of a comparison. To compare, to equate, pikuach nefesh, which is doche Shabbos, to ochel nefesh, which is mutar an yantif. When you're doche Shabbos with pikuach nefesh, you'd rather not. Ochel nefesh is no, you'd rather not. You're happy to do it. It's completely mutter. So what's the ikar tsushtel? Ela kavanah shumayin zeh, it's like that. It's like shechting this animal on Shabbos is like shechting the animal on yantif. Why? V'ikar evdelu bein shchuta l'shabbat shamachal atzmo mutar ubein nevela shamachal atzmo asur. The ikar difference is, the reason we're going to prefer the pikuach nefesh of Shabbos against eating the nevela is because shchita on Shabbos, the meichel itself, is mutter. A nevela, the meichel itself, is usser. What is the difference between whether the food itself is mutter or the food itself is usser? Et ha'evdel afshar le'avin rak al pi ha'yesod ha'egyoni שיש הבדל בין סיבה ששורשה הוא בעצם הדבר ובין סיבה ששורשה בא בדבר אחר. There's a difference between some reason is rooted in the matter itself and where the reason for its iser is rooted in something else. הראשונה, when it's בעצם הדבר, אם יש סיבה מתנגדת לא מתגברת עליה, אינני יכול לבטלה מיסודה. You can't be mevatel a siba be'etzem yisoda. When you're dealing with a siba be'etzem, you can't completely nullify that. Even if there's a siba misnagedis, it's not going to be mevatel miyisoda, it's not going to fundamentally be mevatel. Loken siba b'ofen asheni, kevan de kol yisodahu, mechamat davar acher, v'kevan she mechamat siba acheret, she gam ken ba mikoach eze davar acher, einene yotze et siba rishona mikoach el apoal, tu, hasiba rishona anal, kiman de leta legamrei. When you're talking about a siba that's not a siba atzmutit, that it's not a reason, be'etzem, essentially, inherently, rather, it's coming because of something else. So since there's another factor, a contradictory and opposing factor, that also comes from something else, that's causing the first siba not to be actualized. Now, the first siba doesn't exist. Ki kol siba shishorasha ba mechamat davar acher, ein latzmiut. אלא היא סיבה רק במידה זו שמשמשת למסובב שיוצא ממנו בפועל. וכיוון שבפועל אינו יוצא ממנה כלום, אז כבר איננה כלום. If you're talking about a סיבה עצמותית, it exists no matter what. Can't be mevatel it. If you're talking about a סיבה that's only because of something else, in other words, X is only because of Y. If something else comes against X, it could be Mevatel X. Why? Because X is only there for Y. And if Y isn't going to be actualized, then X is batel meyisoda. We're in logic here. That's why I'm using X, Y. It's logic. If X is inherent essential, it's a sibat smutit. So even something as opposed to it, you can't nullify something that's inherent and intrinsic. Could be that the other siba is going to override X, the first Siva, but that doesn't mean that the first Siva no longer exists. But if X only exists because of Y, and now X is not going to be actualized, so then you're mevatel X completely, because X is only there for Y, and if it's not going to be befoald, if it's not going to be actualized, then it's nothing. Zot ve'od acheret, ki b'siba atzmit, hazman hu rak b'p'chinat tavar nimshach. If it's a siba atzmis, time is a continuum. Zot omeret ki nimshachet memela b'li zman mugbal. It just keeps going without any limited time. Zulat, im hemshech hazman b'ayze siba shemevatla, unless over time something comes to be mevatalit. Aval b'siba ba mechamat tavar acher, if it's only coming because of something else, since it's not essential, it doesn't have that power to just keep going, every second is a Siba Chadasha. And there's no Shnei Evdelim Bein Siba Be'etzem LeBein Siba Ba'a Mechamat Avar Acher. We have two differences. If it's a Siba Be'etzem, you can't be Mevatel Legamre, and it just keeps going and going. There's a continuum. B'lizman Mugba. Unless something else is Mevatel it for a minute, Beseder, and then it keeps going. But it's an automatic. It's an automatic pilot. If it's a Siba Ba Mechamat Avar Acher, if it's Batel, it's Batel Lagamre. And every second is a Siba Chadasha. It doesn't have that power to go automatically. Every second it needs, X needs Y to give it a push every second. And we can then therefore explain that when it comes to an Avela on Shabbos, when it comes to an Avela versus Bishul on Shabbos, these two explanations come into play. Nevela Sibata hi Sibat Smit. An Avela, the Siba is essential, is intrinsic. Va'av shenitchet mipnei pikuach nefesh, hinei rak ha'befoal nitcha. Aval ha'atzmiyut shel Sibat ha'nevela nisheret. You're right, b'mokum pikuach nefesh. There's no Isser Nevela, but that's only that befoal there's no Isser. In practice. But essentially, there is still an Isser. Can't say that the Isser doesn't exist. It's just there, it's not practiced, but it's there. Lo ken bebishul b'shabbat, shekol isur ha-melacha, sibata hi lo befeula k'shila atzma, ela be'adam ha-po'el. When you talk about Isser Melacha on Shabbos, the Isser is on the person. Zot omeret, shekol ikara ba'al ha-befoal, it's only on the person doing it. וכיוון שבפועל הוא כן מותר במקום שיש פיקוח נפש כבר סיבת השבת כאילו איננו לגמרי. Since במקום פיקוח נפש it's mutter, so the whole Isser is now butl. Because the focus is on the person. You ask yourself, is this person allowed to do this on Shabbos? The answer is yes. Because the person himself, why is he usher? We'll say X is usher. Why is X Usser? Because X is Be'etzem Usser? No. It's because Y is Ussering X. Shabbos Asr is the person from doing this malacha. But now that it's mutter b'makom pikuach nefesh, so it's mutter legamre. Because the pu'ula itself of shechita is mutter. Just right now before al, it's asur for the person to shecht. And therefore, since it's asur for the person to shecht, since it's only a mesubav, like we said before, v'kevin shemachmas sibach, v'kevin the kol yisodu machmas davar acher, v'kevin shemachmas sibach eres, shegam ken ba mikoach eze davar acher, en en yotis sib rishona mikoach ala poa, al tuas sibach rishona kemanda lesa legamre. So it's like it doesn't exist, because it doesn't have atzmius. It's only significant in so far as it's befoal. And if it's not befoal, then it's not usr. It's klum. It's erased. So yes, there's a siba atzmis for an avela that's nitcham ibnei pikuach nefesh, but since the siba is atzmis, it's still there. The yisr malacha is not in the peula. It's on the adam apoel. Meaning it's only if it's done before. Is it usr? Since the whole acre comes on the befoal, and the befoal is mutter b'makom sheish pikuach nefesh, so now it's completely mutter to shecht. Because we said there's a siba atzmis, and then there's the befoal of the siba. So when it comes to a person shechting on Shabbos, it's not a siba atzmis on the etzem pu'ula. It's only on the befoal. And since we're matur the befoal, it's now completely mutter, since it's not a siba atzmis. And therefore Shabbos is more chamer than and therefore nevela is more chamer than Shabbos, even though Shabbos is a skila. But nevela has a siba atzmis. Shabbos is only aser, the malach on Shabbos is only aser befoal. Here it's not aser befoal, so it's completely mutter. The entire iser is erased because it's only in the realm of befoal. Just like when X causes Y, or when Y, we were saying Y causes X, but the siba atzmis is Y. Since you're mati or X, the befoal, so it's completely erased. There's no issur at all. Because it's only usur machmas davar acher. It's only usur befoal. If it's not ba min hakoach el befoal, if it's not usur befoal, then it's completely mutter. Because it's not a siba atzmis here, it's only a befoal. It's the person who goes ahead and shechts. It's an isser on the person hapoel. And since before all it's mutter, then the whole thing is mutter. Sibata Shabbat kilo enena legamre. Hashem kein avela where it's a siba atzmis, so even though it's alive, it's worse. V'gam kein kikoski sibat an avela, ki b'ravot hazman, hinei b'ravot hazman, hi rak nimshechet, aber lo kein isur melacha b'shabbat, shkol rega v'rega shel shabbat isi asha. Sibas nevela is usher once, and it's essential, it's intrinsic, so it just keeps continuing on automatic pilot. The usher malach of Shabbos, every second is a Siba Chadasha. And this moment is an usher because the previous moment was usher. Each moment is a Siba Chadasha. And when you have a moment where you have a matir, there's going to be no Siba of Isser at all. If it's an automatic pilot of Siba Nimsheches, then if you have a matir, the Isser is still there, it's just like being postponed. But it's waiting to go right back into its regular mode of being usser. It's nimshach. But if it's a siba chadasha every second, and this second is mutter, then it's completely mutter. And every moment of Shabbos is a siba chadasha. And memela, if it's mutter this second, it's completely mutter. It's not just in postponed heter mode, because there's no automatic isser that's chal now, that we're pushing away. Every second, is there a siba lesser or not? This second, there's no siba lesser, so it's mutter. Hashem kein nevela, there's always a siba lesser. Just, it's in nimshach, it's nimshach. Just if this moment it's mutter, so we're going to postpone. But there's still a siba viser. My shenkein, if it's Shabbos, where every second is a siba chadasha, if it's mutter this second, it's completely mutter. Because every second you have to ask yourself, mutter aser, if it's mutter, it's mutter. And therefore we prefer shechting on Shabbos to eating than a vela. So again, if I'm understanding the Rav correctly, the difference between the Isser of Nevela and Shechting is that Shchut of the Meichel Atzmo is Mutter. Mashenke Nevela, where the Matzmo is Aser, like the Rosh brings. And this Meichel Atzmo Aser means that it's intrinsically Aser, but the Isser is still there. And it's a siba nimsheches, it just keeps going. And if you have to be matur it for a second, you are, but it's like postponing and it's going to go right back and be usher again, because there's a siba batsim. Mashen came to shecht, the maichel itself is mutter. Shechted it. What's the isser? The isser is that befoal, a person is not allowed to do malacha. But since the isser of a person to do malacha is only befoal, but it's not an Isser be'etzem, not in the etzem ha'pe'ula. Just the person doing it is what's Aser. But not that it's Aser be'etzem. Since befo'al it's mutter b'makom pikoach nefesh, like we said, something that's only befo'al, if it's mutter legamre. Just like if it X is Aser because of Y, and you're matir X, it's completely mutter. So to hear, it's not that the etzem ha'pu'ula is aser. It's only aser on the befo'al. Just like X being mutter because of Y, it's only aser befo'al. The etzem a person's allowed to do malacha. Just now he's not allowed to do it befo'al. But there's no siba be'etzem. And memela, if it's mutter, it's mutter legamre. And every second of Shabbos is a siba chadasha. And if it's mutter this second, then it's completely mutter. And therefore we prefer to shecht on Shabbos rather than eat in a vela. The other famous answer of the Ran is that Nevela is many lavim. Many lavim is worse than one big Isser of Shechita. But that's good for a shir in and of itself. So, we should be zocha l'ilmod l'lamed l'shem avalas l'kaim is called divrei salma to rasu b'yahava. Amen v'yamein shalom shalom svidis and mas b'lavim.